感谢主，让我们有机会一起来学习道理。
We thank God that we have this opportunity to study the Word of God together.
因为我们目前教会的设备，一般训练场所的设备不是很足够，所以可能我们住在这里会比较辛苦一点。
Because the arrangement of our church right now, whenever we have any seminars, is not quite perfect, and so it may be more difficult for us to be living here.
尤其有时候看到说有一些年长者睡地板，有的心里有点过意不去。
And sometimes when I see the elderly sleeping on the floor, I feel it in my heart.
像张弟兄行动不方便，所以有时候上下也是很困难。
For example, Brother Chang, who's having a difficulty moving around, and so it's very difficult for him to go up and down.
黄长老他已经九十几岁了。
Elder Huang is already over 90 years old.
虽然神给他健康的身体，
and God has given him a healthy body.
有时候还到处帮忙圣工。
He often goes different places to help with holy work.
我让他在这里也是跟我们一样睡地板哈，可能上下比较不是行动很不是很方便。
When he comes here, he sleeps on the floor just like the rest of us, and it's difficult for him to get down and get back up.
昨天因为在那个。两个铁门哈，就是中间那个铁门的地方，因为踢到那个底下的那个铁条结果就爬下去了。
And so yesterday when he was walking through the gates, there's the rail of the gate on the floor, and he tripped over that and he fell on the floor.
结果那个膝盖的小骨就裂开。
And so there's a bone on his knee that cracked.
昨天因为很痛就马上去医院。
And because it was very painful, he went to the hospital last night.
医生本来是叫他说那个地方要马上就开刀。
And the doctor told him that they must immediately operate on it.
但是他的女儿帮美珠姐妹说，因为他本来那个关节的地方，本来医生就建议说他把那个整个那个关节要整个把它换掉。以前就会痛，经常会痛。
His daughter, Sister Huang, had mentioned that before the doctors had already recommended that they completely change out the joint because it was painful already.
所以他跟医生讲说，叫他等一下，等今天那个妇科的其他的医生来了以后再详细的看，是不是整个就把它换掉，利用这个机会把它换掉，不要开两次，就开一次就好了。
And so he asked the doctors last night to just wait until today when the orthopedics can come, and so that they can just do one surgery instead of having to do two.
因为以前在加拿大的时候，医生建议他开刀了，但是他觉得说我年纪大了，大概不必了，能拖就拖了。
And because when he was in Canada, the doctor said recommended surgery, but he thought that since I'm old already, perhaps I can just hang on to it.
黄美珠姐妹说，可能是神的意思了，要他把那个关节把它换掉啊。
And so Sister Huang said that perhaps it is the will of God that he wants him to change out his joint.
他可能今天下午会动手术。
And so he'll most likely have his surgery this afternoon.
所以希望大家能够关心帮助祷告，求主带领，让他一切非常顺利。
So let's all continue to keep him in our prayers so that everything will go smoothly.
我们教会很多的长辈都很值得我们敬重。
We have many ministers in our church or elderly people in our church who is worthy of our respect.
他们在各方面的确很多值得做我们的榜样。
They have set an example for us in many different areas.
他们的信心、忠心真的很让我们值得效法。
Their faithfulness, their loyalty is something that we should all learn.
所以那一天他跟我讲说，我在跟他讲说，你年纪大，你如果需要休息，你就去休息，你不要客气。他说不必了。
So that day, one day I approached him and said, because you're older, if you need to take a rest, just go ahead and go.
他说我们这个年纪大了，没有用了啦。
And he said, no, it's not necessary, but we who are old, we're useless.
但是我跟他讲说，怎么可以这样讲？你是国宝级的，在教会里面是国宝级的。
And then I said, how can you?
是教会的宝贝。
Because you are an antique jewel in our.
真的是这样哈，我们可以从长辈的身上学习到很多哈。
And it's truly so. We can learn much from the elderly.
这一次我们讲习会的圣经的研究主题是启示录。
And the theme of the seminar is Revelations.
我们知道圣经的主题就是神的救恩。
We know that the theme of the Bible is the salvation of God.
启示录就是末世的救恩。
And Revelation is salvation in the end times.
周传道在排这个课程的时候，他写了三个题目。
And so when Pastor Tso was preparing this class, Pastor Tso was preparing this class, he had written down three topics.
他说，启示录的救赎论，启示录的终末论，启示录的教会论，那他首先要让我选。
And so he said that there is the salvation of revelations in the end times, and there is the church of the end times, and there is the.
因为我本来想说呢，终末论哦，那个末世论里面很多很难解释，并且不是很确定。
And he let me pick out of them, and so since I figured that salvation in end times is there's a lot to study, and we're not even sure about it.
那里面谈到有关教会的事情又很多。
And it talks much about the church also.
所以我想说，我就选教会论。
And so I thought that I'll just pick the study of the church.
啊，因为内容比较多啊，可能比较好准备。
And because there's more material on it, and so I can prepare it better.
那这个后来就请那个柯传道讲终末论。
And so we asked Pastor Cole to talk about the end times.
但实际上他那个末世论讲的提到的很少。
But then he talked very little about the end times.
他几乎大部分讲的就是教会论。
But what he mainly talked about was actually the church in the end times.
所以大部分的东西啊，有关教会的，他大概都讲过。
And so most of the stuff that concerns the church, he actually already talked about.
所以我想说，我们就从头开始，把有关教会的有的做一些复习。
And so I think we can just start from the beginning and then just review all the things that talk about the church.
可能有一些啊，他没有 cover 到的有关末世方面的，我们再补充一下这样。
And then we can also cover the things that he skipped over regarding the end times.
这神的救恩啊，一个就是借着耶稣基督啊来完成十字架的救赎工作。
The salvation on one hand is accomplished through Jesus Christ dying on the cross.
啊，接下来啊，就是借着教会要把神的救恩把它传扬出去。
And secondly, it is through the church that the salvation needs to be preached through all the world.
所以保罗在说，我要补满耶稣基督啊患难的亏欠。
And so Paul said that he must fill the he must fulfill what is lacking.
又说神的救恩已经显明出来。
It is that the salvation of Christ has already been shown.
但是要借着传扬的功夫啊，把它传到各地去。
But he must preach it so that it can reach to all the world.
所以主耶稣的救恩在2000年前完成。
So the salvation of Jesus Christ was accomplished 2,000 years ago.
然后就是借着教会要把神的救恩来实现。
And then it's through the church that the salvation of Christ can be manifested.
所以五旬节就成立了使徒时代的教会。
And so on the day of Pentecost, the apostolic church was established.
从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚要把福音传到地极。
And it's from Judea to Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
但实际上使徒时代的末期啊，教会就变质。
But actually, at the end of the apostolic age, the church already changed.
所以圣灵离开。
And so the Holy Spirit left.
所以历史上称为这个叫做教会被掳的一种时期。
And so in history, it is just called the church was taken away. The church was ended.
到了末期，耶稣要再临之前呢，要复兴神的教会。
But then in the end times, before Jesus' second coming, the church will be revived.
所以我们为什么一直强调说，真的是教会是末世的帮助，是得救唯一的教会。
And that's the reason why we say that the true Jesus Church is the ark of the last days. It is the church that will be saved.
这不是我们凭空自己讲的。
And this is not just something that we say out of our own will.
因为在圣经里面有很多的证据啊。
Because actually in the Bible, there are lots of proofs.
你如果圣经越读越懂，你会觉得真耶稣教会实在太宝贵了。
Because the more you read the Bible, the more you understand, and the more you realize how precious the church is.
圣经里面谈到末世真教会的预言相当多。
And there's a lot of prophecies regarding the True Jesus Church at the end.
所以有的人说啊，这个正教会哦，将来如果我们不负起使命啊，教会堕落了，神会另外兴起教会。
Some people say that if the True Jesus Church does not take up the commission given by God and we fall away, then God will raise up another church.
我说绝对不可能。
And I say that this is impossible.
因为圣经里面很清楚啊。 教会的兴起是怎么样，在圣经里面很清楚的。
And because it is very clearly written in the Bible just how the church would come about.
比如说圣殿的重建。
For example, the rebuilding of the temple.
这是一种预表。
This is a prefiguration.
使徒时代的教会堕落了，模糊，说要把大卫倒塌的帐幕重新建造起来。
And so the apostolic church died, and then the new church needs to be reestablished.
要把其中的破口把它补住。
And they will fix all of the broken things.
好像那个秋雨春雨，耶尔斯的预言。
And just like the prophet Joel prophesied, the fall rain and the spring rain.
圣灵的工作啊，就是。 一个是撒种的工作，一个就是收割的工作。The
work of the Holy Spirit, one is to sow the seeds, and the second is to reap.
马太福音13章的那个7个比喻，也是整个教会历史的预言。In
Matthew chapter 13, the seven parables there talk about the history, they prophesy the history of the church.
本来主耶稣在海边，坐在船上向着众人讲了4个比喻。
And at first, Jesus was sitting on the seashore talking to the people, the multitude, about 4 parables.
然后进到房间里面，又对门徒讲了3个比喻。
And then he entered into the room and spoke to the disciples 3 other parables.
所以我们知道这个7个比喻就是2个阶段。
And so that we know that the 7 parables are the 2 sections.
撒种。
That you sow the seeds.
主耶稣开始撒种。
Jesus Christ started sowing seeds.
但是后来啊，人睡觉的时候啊， 有恶者来把那个败子撒在里面。
But then when people were sleeping, the evil one came and sowed tares among them too.
仆人看到说，我们是把它拔出来，主人说啊，容它一起成长，到收割的时候，好的收起来，败子再把它烧掉。
And the servant said, should we go ahead and take out the tares now? But the master said to allow them to grow, and then when we reap, we'll take away only the wheat.
这使徒末期啊，已经有异端啊，侵蚀在教会里面。
And so even in the apostolic time, there was already heresies among the church.
所以要竭力为教会争辩，为正道争辩。
And so these people had to fight for the church.
保罗也说啊，如果有人传福音给你们，不管天使也好，就是我们再来传福音给你们也好，所传的跟本来我们传的不一样，就要受咒诅。
And Paul even said that if somebody else comes, an angel or even I myself come and preach a different gospel than we told you initially, then they will be accursed.
使徒末期。
And this is the end of the apostolic
time.
And then the third section, it was the mustard seed.
本来是百种里面最小的。
And at first, it is the smallest seed of all seeds.
长大变成树。
And it has grown very big to become a tree.
一般的中东的芥菜啊，可以长到大概2公尺。
And most these kinds of trees can grow to about 2.
有的人解释说变质了，菜变成树变质。
And some people say that
变质。
They change to become a tree.
但是我觉得问题是在那个飞鸟。
But I think the problem lies within the bird.
长大以后啊，飞鸟进去住在树里面。
It is after the tree has grown, then the bird came to live in the tree.
所以说也讲说那个教会好像芥菜种这样成长嘛，哈。Jesus
Christ has said that the church grows as the mustard seed grows.
所以飞鸟在第一个比喻，主耶稣就讲是恶者。And
in the first parable, Jesus already said that the bird is the evil one.
所以我们教会的长辈啊，解释说这个就是天主教时期。And
so the elders in our church explain this to be the Catholics.
看起来好像教会发展了，实际上恶者在里面。
It seems as though the church is growing, but actually the evil one is within it.
道理变质，拜玛利亚，拜圣徒。
And so they deviated from the truth, and they worship Mary, they worship the
saints. 很多很多的神像。
And they have all kinds of images.
这就是第三个事情。
And this is the
再来是面笑。
And then this is the third parable, and the next is the leaven and the bread.
所以马丁路德知道说啊，很多。 天主教的错误。
And so even though Martin Luther found a lot of wrongs within the Catholic Church.
所以他就把天主教的错误提出95条。
And so he brought forth the 95 points that the Catholic Church
was wrong. 贴在德国一所大学的教堂门口。
He posted this 95 thesis onto the wall, onto the door of a church in Germany.
要求说公开来辩论。
And he asked for a forum so that they can.
他一个口号就是我们要归回圣经。
And what he said was that we need to return to the Bible.
因为当时啊，一般的平信徒不能读圣经的。
At that time, most of the regular members were not allowed to read the Bible.
但是他已经看到说天主教偏离圣经太远了。
But he had seen that the Catholic Church has already left the church.
他一开始主是说啊，希望我们回到圣经，他并没有想说要脱离天主教。
At first, his thought is just to return to the Bible and not to actually leave the Catholic Church.
当然天主教有一个异端裁判所嘛。
And the Catholic Church has a council.
要把他抓来定罪。
And they wanted to accuse him of his sin.
尤其是他在审判的时候,
and so during one of the judgments on him,
他说啊, 魔鬼虽然好像屋顶上的瓦片, 我都不怕。
He says that even though Satan is like the one on top, on the roof, I'm not afraid of him.
啊,本来啊, 天主教要把他处死, 后来是有一个诸侯把他救走。
And at first the Catholics condemned him to sentence him to death, but somebody saved him away.
啊,后来才发动了这个改教运动啊, 很多人就跟随他, 这个新教开始。
And so he raised up a new church in this movement, and a lot of people followed him.
那很可惜啊,
and very unfortunately, his motto was to return back to the church, but he still remained much of the Catholic.
所以教会虽然新教到处发展啊, 但是很多很多啊, 错误异端旧校在里面。
And so even though this church, this new church spread very quickly and very far, they still had a lot of heresies and false teachings. And these are the prophecies of the first four parables.
后来主耶稣说啊, 宝贝在地里面,
and then Jesus Christ said that the pearl is in the ground.
有人发现了, 就把它变卖所有来买这块地。
And so this person discovers it, and they sell that all that they have and buy this piece of land.
还有买卖人啊, 发现一颗贵重的珍珠, 只有一颗, 一颗珍珠。
And there's a merchant who finds just one pearl.
他就变卖所有, 为着要得到这个珍珠。
And in order to gain this one pearl, he sells all that he has.
这个就是圣灵真理的出现。
And this is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit and the truth.
最后一个比喻就是撒网。
And then the last parable is of the net.
把网撒在海里面，把各样水族聚过来。
And then to cast the net into the sea, and then to gather.
这是末世教会的使命。
And so this is the mission of the last.
所以你从很多圣经里面的根据哈, 我们可以知道, 真教会的确是末世神兴起的教会。
And so from a lot of things in the Bible, we can find out that the true church is the church in the last day.
但以理书第二章十四节里面说,
and in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, it says,
说列国还在的时候，神会兴起另外一个国度。
It says that while one nation is still there, God will raise up another nation.
这个国度永远不会败坏。
And this nation will never deteriorate.
一直到永远。
Until the end time.
这个国度不是属地面上的任何一个国度，这是一个属灵的国度。
And this kingdom does not belong to this world, but this kingdom is a spiritual kingdom.
因为第二章就是讲到整个世界的历史，从巴比伦一直到世界末日的一个历史。
Because chapter 2 talks about the history of the world from the time of the kingdom of Babylon until the end time.
所以在希伯来书里面说，我们所来到的是一个永远不震动的国。
And so in Hebrews it says that the land that we have come to is a land that will never be
changed. 是天上的耶路撒冷。
It is the heavenly Jerusalem.
所以这是主的神的教会说的。
So this is all referring to the church of God.
我们现在来看启示录第一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
第一节里面讲到神，耶稣基督的启示，神是给他，把快要必成的事情指示他的众仆人，差遣使者小于他的仆人约翰，约翰把神的道和耶稣基督的见证所看见的都证明出来，这讲到这个启示录的来源。
Verse 1 and verse 2 talks about where Revelations came from.
耶稣基督的启示。
It is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
约翰是在祷告当中啊, 神让他进入灵界里面看到很多有关末世的意象。
And John was allowed into the spiritual realm when he was praying, and he saw a lot of things regarding the end times.
就是圣灵带领, 圣灵感动进到主日, 主日就是主大而可畏的主, 就是末世的意思了。
And so the movement of the Holy Spirit brought him into the day of the Lord, and the day of the Lord is the end times.
啊，神跟他启示的时候啊，有时候有声音，有时候有影像，好像那个一幕一样，一幕一幕的啊，他就把所听见、所看见的就把它记录下来。
And when he was receiving this revelation, sometimes he heard things, sometimes he saw things as though it was just like a movie. And so revelations is him recording what he heard and saw.
他把这些写下来以后啊，说要把这些写给七个教会。
And what he heard and saw, he had to write down to give to the seven churches.
啊，这个七个教会啊，都是当时亚细亚的教会当中的七个代表。
And so these seven churches were actually the church, the representative of the churches in Asia.
啊，这些教会啊，虽然是当时的教会状况。
And so these represented how the church of that time.
但是也是预表末世神的教会的状况。
But they also prefigure what's going to happen in the end times.
所以虽然写给当时的教会，但是也是对我们现在教会的一种提醒。
And so even though it was written to the churches of that time, it is also written for us as a reminder.
啊，那这个七个教会啊，说是七个灯台。
And it says that the seven churches are the seven lampstands.
这个七啊，是指着完全数，完全所有的神的教会。
And seven is a perfect number. It means that all the churches of God.
所以教会是一体的，不管是在哪里的。虽然有地方性的教会，但是实际上神的教会是合一的。
And so the church is one body, and so even though we have many churches in different localities, the church of Christ is one.
但是我们从二十三章里面看到说，每一个教会啊，要自己负成败之责。
And then in chapter 2 and chapter 3, we find out that each church needs to be responsible for itself.
所以这个七个教会的使者啊，这教会的带领者啊，要负整个教会的兴衰成败之责。
And so the angel of each church or the messenger of each church needs to pay attention to the goods and bads of each church.
啊，这个灯台当中啊，说有人主在当中走来走去啊。
And it says that in the midst of the seven lampstand, there is one like the Son of Man walking.
那我们是知道说，耶稣说啊，我要把我的教会建立起来。
And we know that Jesus said that he will establish his church.
所以这个教会是属于主耶稣的。
And so this church belongs to Jesus Christ.
教会要以主耶稣做元首。
And this church will make Jesus Christ.
主耶稣借着圣灵在教会做王，亲自治理教会。
And through the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ is the God of, is the Father, is the Master of the church.
所以这是神的教会跟一般教会不一样的地方。
And so this is the difference between this church and other churches.
天主教是以人当王。
And the Catholics make the people king.
但是主耶稣说啊，不可以这样啊，教会怎么可以用世上的方法用人来做王？
But Jesus Christ said that it's not to be so, because how can you use an earthly man to become king?
但是我们看到一般的新教，国中无王，所以个人任力而行。
And but we see a lot of the new religions, and it is just as what man wills.
因为道理不一致啦，我跟你意见不合啦，就分开了，都没事。
And because we don't agree on a certain point, and so we split, and nothing else comes about it.
但是真耶稣教会是神的教会，耶稣基督住居在做王。
But Jesus Church is the Church of God, and Jesus Christ is the King of the
Church. 所以在带领教会。
And so He is guiding the church.
所以教会的负责人呐、啊，长老执事啊，我们是神的仆人，好像约翰一样。
And so the council members, the elders, the ministers, they are all servants of God, just as John was.
主耶稣启示他，然后他把这个从主得到的启示传给教会。
Jesus Christ revealed to him, and he sent this revelation to all the churches.
所以教会的领导者啊，你不能够说我想要这样，我想要那样。
And so the leaders of the church cannot say that I want to do this or I want to do that.
因为这不是我们的教会，这是主耶稣的教会。
Because this is not our church, this is the church of God.
主耶稣在做王。
And Jesus Christ is King.
所以我们应当去祷告，啊，去查考圣经，明白神的旨意。
And so we must pray, we must search the scriptures and try to understand the will of God.
从神那里领受训诲，领受信息，然后传达给百姓。
And to receive revelation and news from God and to preach it, to spread it to the people.
好像以利的时代说啊，他做士师四十年。
And just like in the time of Eli, he was a judge for 40 years.
但是在他的做士师的这一段时间啊，神的眼里稀少，没有漠视。
But in this time that he was the judge, the revelation of God was very few.
所以百姓就不晓得怎么做啊，结果以色列国就失败了，后来连耶柜都被掳了。
And so the people, the Israelites did not know what to do, and so they were defeated, and even the Ark of the Covenant was taken away.
那我们看到后来撒母耳做士师，40年就不一样。
No, we see that Samuel being the judge, it was another 40 years, but it was different.
所以神把要百姓所的教训就告诉撒母耳。
God told Samuel all the things that the people must do.
然后撒母耳就把这些信息就传达给以色列人。
And then Samuel told this news to all the people in the land.
所以神借着他所讲的话都没有漏空。
And so everything that God spoke through Samuel came about.
所以大家都看到说，神立撒母耳做先知了。
So everybody could see that God caused Samuel to become a prophet.
撒母耳做士师的40年。
And in the 40 years that Samuel was a prophet,
以色列民慢慢地归向真神。
The Israelites returned slowly to God.
以色列他们失掉的国土啊，慢慢地又恢复过来。
And the kingdom that they had lost, they slowly retrieved.
神帮助他们，后来一直得胜利。
And then God helped them, and so they were continuously victorious.
所以他们在以便以谢立了一个牌子，立了一块石头，说神一直都在帮助我们的。
So at a place they established a rock, and they called it, saying that God has continuously helped us.
以利做士师40年，最后的结果是什么？以加伯说神的荣耀离开了。
And after 40 years of Eli being the judge, the glory of God left the people.
所以神的使者啊。 就是神家的工人影响到整个教会的兴衰。
So the messenger of God or the workers of God affect the entire church.
好的工人可以帮助整个教会成长。
The good worker can help the church grow.
有时候我们没有尽责，就让教会荒凉了。
Sometimes if we are not careful, we allow the church to go astray.
所以我们做神的使者，这。 教会里面的工作人员要了解我们自己的使命。
And so as a messenger of the church, as a worker of the church, we must understand our mission.
求主跟我们同在，帮助我们， 让我们能够从主得力量， 来帮助教会圣工的发展。
Ask God to help us so that we can receive strength from Him so that the church may grow.
我们看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
启示录二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
第一个教会叫以弗所。
The first church is called Ephesus.
以弗所教会的优点是他们的行为劳碌忍耐。
And the good point of Ephesus is that they have good works and they have perseverance.
为主的名劳苦。
And they have labored for the name of God.
也能够试验是不是真的使徒。
And they can test them to see whether or not they are true disciples.
以弗所教会啊，保罗在那里3年多。
And the church of Ephesus was a place that Paul spent
years.
And Apollos also pastored this church.
后来约翰也在那里一段时间。
And then John also spent a period of time there.
以弗所可以说是一个灵层相当高的一个教会。
So we can say that the church in Ephesus is a church with high spirituality.
但是主耶稣说他们有一件事，就是失掉了起初的爱心。
But God said that there is one thing that they lack, which is that they left their first love.
以弗所书第3章里面说，这个教会本来也是相当有爱心的。
Ephesians chapter 3, it says that this church originally had great love.
因为他们知道主耶稣的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Because they knew just how wide, how broad the love of God was.
所以他们的爱心本来是有根有基的。
And so their love had a foundation.
但是很可惜，后来这个爱心失掉了。
But then unfortunately, they lost this love.
马太福音24章里面说啊。 因为不好的事情越来越多，人的爱心会冷淡。
And in Matthew chapter 24, it says, because of these things, the love of man will grow cold.
所以本来就是一个非常亮的金灯台。
And so at first, this was a very bright lampstand.
但是主耶稣说，你如果不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处就挪去了。
But God told them that if you do not repent and return, then I will take away the lampstand from its place.
我们这个教会很重要，是要用爱心做基础来建设。
What's very important about a church is that we must use love as the foundation.
有爱心的教会会不断的兴旺发展。
And the church with love will continue to grow and prosper.
但是这个教会失掉了爱心，会不会好像一个灯台，慢慢的消失掉。
But if a church loses its love, it is like a lamp that slowly diminishes.
所以我们看到有的教会本来很好，但是后来慢慢的消失掉，都有它的原因。
And so when we see a church that is very good, and then eventually it just diminishes, there's a reason behind it.
因为缺少了爱心，信徒都留不住了。
It's because they have lacked love, and so the members will not stay.
另外一个就是真理离 监理变质也会让这个灯台的灯啊消失掉。
And deviating from the truth will also cause the lampstand's light to diminish.
我听一个传道者见证。
I've once heard a pastor speak.
他说他访问到一个教会。
He said that he went to visit a church.
他觉得那个教会怎么气氛好像不太对。
He thought that the atmosphere of the church was strange.
有一次他上去台上领会。
And so one time he went up to the pulpit to lead a service.
结果他发现说这个讲台上怎么好多那个大大小小的罐子一大堆。
And then he noticed that there were a lot of bottles, big and small, on the pulpit.
那也不敢问说到底是什么回事。
And so he didn't dare ask what was going on.
所以他就偷偷问那个帮他翻译的一个弟兄。
And then he very secretly asked the brother who was translating for him.
那个弟兄说啊，我告诉你，但是你不能讲啊。
And then the brother said, I'll tell you, but you can't tell anybody else.
因为我们的长老执事告诉我们说啊，你们每一个人都回家把那个橄榄油拿来。
And because the deacons and elders of our church said that to go home and take the olive oil.
他通通放在讲台上。
And then to put it on the pulpit.
我们祷告的时候都面向讲台。
And then, so when we pray, we all face the pulpit.
让那个圣灵充满呐。
And so when we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以祷告越久，圣灵越充满。
And then the more we pray, the more filled by the Holy Spirit we are.
祷告一段时间，你用这个橄榄油啊，你们带回去呀、啊，感冒、发烧什么都可以用。
And then after we pray for a period of time, then you can take home this olive oil, and then you can use it when you're sick.
他说：“难怪一个很大的教会，怎么现在变成人数那么少？”
And so this pastor was thinking, no wonder this church used to be very big, and now there's so few members.
本来是一个非常亮的金灯台。
And before it was a very glorious lampstand.
但是因为真理变质了，所以就失掉了它的光辉。
Because they deviated from the truth, and they lost this glorious light.
所以我们要做一个得胜者，神就会把生肉眼中的生命果子赐给你。
But then, if we will be victorious, then God will give us the fruit of the tree of life.
第二个教会叫做示美了。
And the second church is called Smyrna.
他们本来是贫穷的，但是神说他们是富足的。
And so at first they were in poverty, but God said that they are rich.
他们会受患难，但是神要是给他们生命的冠冕。
And they will be in tribulation, but God will give them the crown of life.
所以这虽然是在物质上贫穷的一个教会啊，但是神说他们是一个灵性上富足的教会。
And so even though they are poor in the flesh, God said that they are rich in the spirit.
虽然在受患难当中啊。
So even though they are suffering in tribulation, they will persevere.
第三个教会是别加摩。
The third church is Pergamos.
所有撒旦的座位。
And it says that this is the throne of Satan.
因为他们在那个地方有很多偶像崇拜，甚至拜罗马皇的，有为罗马皇帝盖的庙宇。
And because the place there, they worship many different idols, and one of them, they even worship emperors of Rome.
所以称那个地方叫做撒旦的座位的地方。
And so he calls this place the throne of Satan.
在那个地方要兴起教会不容易。
And it's difficult to raise up a church there.
因为撒旦的工作很厉害。
Because the work of Satan is great.
那这个教会啊，说有人把巴兰的教训啊，巴兰。有人服从了巴兰的教训。
And it says that some of the people have taught the doctrine of Balaam.
还有一种人是服从了尼哥拉一党人的教训。
And some people have also followed the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
巴兰是教导巴勒王说啊，你要引诱以色列人呐、啊，就用摩押女子去引诱他们，他们一定失败的。
And Balaam was one who taught taught Balak that if you wanted make the Israelites fall, then put women in front of them.
本来巴兰要咒诅以色列人，神都把他改成咒诅祝福。
And Balaam was supposed to curse the Israelites, but then God changed them all into
praises. 结果他后来用了一个诡计，就是用摩押女子来引诱以色列人，结果以色列人就上当失败了。
And so he used the Moabite woman to go and lure the Israelites, and they failed.
所以这个教会里面有些人啊是这样的教训。
And so he said that in this church there are some people who teach this doctrine.
另外一种是尼哥拉一党人的教训。
And then there's also the people who follow the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
尼哥拉是好猥琐的意思。
And Nicolaitans means
但是他们有一些似是而非的道理。
They have some bad teachings.
有的说啊，你如果拜偶像没有关系啊，你感谢再出就好了。
And some people say that it's okay to eat food and worship to idols as long as you give thanks and just eat it.
啊，犯奸淫以后啊，受苦七天就好了。
And after you commit adultery, then you just suffer for 7 days, but everything is okay.
这都是一种错误的教训啊，影响到教会。
And these are all wrong teachings that affect the church.
其实我们现在也有一些人认为说啊，啊男女之间婚前呐、啊，啊你什么关系都没有，就不要到最后一步就好了。
And just like today in our church, some people think that it's okay if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend as long as you don't take the last step.
现在在青年当中有一些这样的讲法。这都是魔鬼的计谋啊！
And so there's this kind of saying among the youth right now, but these are all the work of Satan.
一些错误的教训，巴兰的教训。
These are all wrong teachings, teachings of Balaam.
那再来这个推雅推拉。
And then there's a church in Thyatira.
我们再十分钟啊，因为晚一点上课。
And we're gonna take 10 more minutes because we started late.
推雅推拉，这是李迪亚的家乡。
And Thyatira was the homeland of Lydia.
啊，但是这个教会也有一些好处。
But because there are also some strengths of this church.
尤其他们的善行很多。
And they had a lot of righteous deeds.
所以本末后的善行啊，比起初所行的更多。
It says that the works that they have done in the last time at the end is greater than the first.
当然，我们看到说神对每个教会的优点、缺点都了解很清楚。
So we can see that God has a very clear understanding of all the strengths and weaknesses of the church.
虽然善事很多，但是有一件事就是容许著称为先知的妇人，耶洗别教导的仆人。
And even though they have all these good works, they have the one thing against them is that they have allowed Jezebel to teach.
啊，有的人解释这个耶洗别啊，耶洗别就是亚哈王的，本来是亚哈王的妻子啊。
And some people consider Jezebel here as the wife of King Ahab.
啊，他。带着很多偶像来到以色列，让以色列民呢、啊、陷在偶像当中。
And she brought many idols to Israel and caused the land of Israel to worship idols.
所以很多的先知都被杀害。
And so many prophets were killed.
所以耶洗别有两件很大的错误。
And so there are very two great wrongs of Jezebel.
引诱百姓去拜偶像，离开神。
Yeah, it seduced his servants to go commit adultery.
另外一个就是影响亚哈的政策。
And sacrifice to idols. And secondly, is that she affected.
本来亚哈还没有那么坏啊。
King Ahab was not that bad at first.
但是因为耶洗别的缘故啊，他变成啊历史上最坏的一个以色列王。
Because of the influence of Jezebel, he became the worst king, the worst king in the history of Israel.
所以有的人是用这样来教训教导我们的。弟兄姊妹，我们的姐妹啊，说不要影响先生的决策了。
And so some people use this teaching to tell the sisters do not affect, do not influence your husband in the wrong way.
有的弟兄教会的负责人或长老执事。
And there's some brothers who are church council members or elders and deacons.
有时候参加教会的会议。
And so when there's a big meeting in the church.
他已经决定了。
It's already been decided.
但回到家以后啊。第二天来改变了，改变主意了。
And then they go home, and the next day they come back and they go against the decision.
把本来的统统推翻了，为什么会这样？
And they overthrow all the decisions made before. And why?
因为背后有一个好像耶洗别的人物。
Because behind this man is a woman of Jezebel.
哦，所以这要谨慎的哦。
And this is something we should be.
我们再来看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
撒底教会。
In the church in Sardis.
这个撒底教会说啊。按名是活着，其实是死的。
And to the church of Sardis, it was said that your name is alive, but you are dead.
撒底教会的使者啊，有名无实。
And so the messenger of this church in Sardis, they have a name, but they have
名分上是教会的领导者，但是没有尽到责任，没有啊，根本在实际上啊，他是一个没有生命的。
And so the name of the messenger, the messenger has the name of the messenger, but in actuality, he's dead.
所以说要警醒啊
，so must be watchful，
不然主会临到那里，就会受主的惩罚。
So otherwise, when God gets there, then they will be punished.
但是有几个撒底还有一些人是没有污秽衣服的。
But still in Sardis, there are some who have not yet been affected.
他们会穿白衣，他们的名字不会被从生命册上把它涂抹掉。
Wearing the white garment, and their name will not be blotted out of the book of life.
哦，这个穿白衣那一天，柯传道有解释哈。
And wearing the white garments, this is something that Pastor
explained. 有两种白衣啊。
There are two different types of white
garments. 一个是我们受洗的时候就穿上白衣，就披戴耶稣基督了。
The first is the white garment that we receive when we are baptized and we have put on Christ.
因为受洗让我们白白得到称义。
Because through baptism we are freely justified.
我们的过患，主耶稣把我们涂抹掉了。
Jesus Christ has washed away all of our sins.
主耶稣的义行归到我们身上。
And the righteousness of God is covered upon us.
但是我们要一直披戴耶稣基督。
But we need to continuously put on Christ.
还要不断地洗净衣服。
We must continuously wash our garments.
还要追求圣洁完全。
So that we can pursue after holiness and perfect.
这就是我们靠着主的帮助，圣灵的帮助，所得到的光明洁白的细麻衣。
And so this is the white garment that we'll receive from God.
这个就是得到成圣，我们一般讲称义，然后要达到成圣的地步。
So this is when we're sanctified. Usually we say that we're justified and then we are sanctified.
所以我们在讲那个全备得救的道理。
And so when we talk about the perfect gospel of salvation.
一般的教会他们说，你信耶稣了，口认心信就得救了。
And so a lot of other churches say that as long as you proclaim it in your mouth, then you will be saved.
当然我们教会从圣经里面看出来就不是这样。
But in our church, through the Bible, we understand that it's not so.
要悔改。
Must repent.
要信耶稣。
Must believe in Jesus.
要受洗。
Must be baptized.
要得圣灵。
Must receive the Holy Spirit.
要守圣餐。
Must keep Holy Communion.
要洗脚。
Must wash feet.
要守诫命。
Must keep the commandments.
要结果子。
Must bear fruit.
这是全备的福音。
这个都跟得救有关系。 This is a complete gospel, and it has to do with our salvation.
所以这个得救的道理是一步一步要达到完全的。
And so this gospel of salvation is something we needed to do step by step to attain perfection.
所以像那个聚会所他们说，一处得救就永远得救。
And so this church says, one church says that once saved, always saved.
他们又举了一个例子说，既然是孩子，孩子在那个泥土里面滚，你把他抱起来，把他洗一洗，是你的孩子。 难道你会说，他弄脏了，你就不是你的孩子吗？
And they take the example of a child playing around in mud, and then after they play, you wash them off, and they're still your child. Can you say that because they're dirty, that they are no longer your child?
这是人的想法，这是不是圣经的道理。This
is the thoughts of man, this is not the teaching of the Bible.
圣经是要追求达到完全、全备的道理。
It tells us that we must pursue after the perfect gospel.
腓拉底会是一个还不错的教会。
The church in Philadelphia was a pretty good church.
耶稣没有责备。
Jesus Christ did not rebuke them.
他说他们没有弃绝主的名，还遵有一点力量遵守主的道。
It says that they still have a little strength to keep his word.
所以主耶稣说，我给你们一个敞开的门，没有人能够关的。
So he says, therefore I will give you a door that no one can shut.
这个就很好了。
This is a great blessing.
没有弃绝主的名，所主的道，主耶稣给我们一个敞开的门。
It says that we have not denied his name and we have kept his word with little strength.
那这个门是什么门呢? 就是信道的门，也是传道的门。
And to give him the open door is the door of salvation, to preach the gospel.
所以我们要求主为我们开信道的门，也要开传道的门。
And so we must ask God to open this door of evangelism.
让我们能够把福音传开。
So that we can preach the gospel.
让那些听到的人能够 明白相信,
so the people who hear will be able to believe and to believe.
因为这个门如果没有打开，关着的，听道理听不明白，教会道理也传不出去。
Because if the door is not open, then nobody will be able to understand, and the gospel will not be preached.
但是要能够有这个敞开的门，就是要守主的道，不弃绝主的名。
But in order to receive this open door, we must keep God's words and not deny His name.
我们不要以主的道为羞耻。
We should not consider the word of God to be shameful.
我们有时候觉得说，我们带慕道者来到教会，他们看到我们祷告的方式，他们都会害怕，不敢来了。
Sometimes we say that if we bring truth seekers to the church and they see the way we pray, they become very afraid and no longer want to come.
有的在布道会的时候就说，我们前后都用悟性祷告。
And some during your evangelical service, they'll just say that we'll pray with understanding in the beginning and the end.
其实圣灵的同在，这是我们真教会的宝贝。
Actually, the abidance of the Holy Spirit is something precious in our church.
你按照主的教训去做，主耶稣负责，主耶稣就把这个门打开。
If you do according to teachings of God, then God will be responsible and open this door.
但是我们有时候我们用人的智慧想很多方法，怕这个怕那个，那道理传不出去，慕道者来也留不住的。
But sometimes we think too much and we try to use our ways, man's ways to do things. And so truth seekers come and they will not stay.
所以这个门是主耶稣为我们打开的。
And so this door was opened for us by Jesus Christ.
他说当时有一些撒旦一伪的人,
and then it says that there are some people in...
他们称自己是犹太人, 其实不是。
That they will make them in this, the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews but are not.
虽然这些人是反对敌基督的, 但是 后来主耶稣说要把他们带来在主的脚前下拜。
And these people were the ones who were with the Antichrist before, but God will make them come to worship at his feet.
所以主耶稣把这个门打开了以后啊, 反对主他都会来相信的。
And so after God opens this door, then even those who followed the wrong teachings will come.
最后一个教会是老底家教会。
The last church is the church in Laodicea.
啊, 这个教会虽然在物质上是富足没有缺乏。
And so even though fleshly they are very wealthy and they are not lacking in anything.
但主耶稣说他们是困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼的。
Instead God calls them as wretched, miserable, poor and blind, naked.
所以叫他们要买火炼的金子啦，买白衣啦，买眼药。
And so he tells them that you must buy the refined gold, the white garments and the eye salve.
这个火炼的金子大概有两种解释，一个是锻炼过的信心呐。
And there are two explanations of refined gold. One is the faith that has been tested.
另外一个是神的道是练过七次的。
And the second is that they have the word of God has been tested over
两种解释都可以解释得通啊。
And both explanations are okay.
啊, 白衣哦,
the white garment.
就好的行为, 好的灵修。
Our good deeds, our good spirituality.
饮料就是圣灵的充满。
And the eye salve is the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
啊, 要悔改发热心。
Must repent and to be zealous.
就能够跟主同坐宝座上面。
And we can sit on the throne of God with him.